I'm joined by members of the Greater Burlington Leadership Class, and they have joined me today because we're going to talk about, A, their class project, B, why they all joined leadership or Greater Burlington Leadership, and a little bit more about them individually. We have Brandon Orth joining us. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
We also have Lene Hillier with me. Lene, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Autumn Field joining us. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
All right. Well, I guess the key question is Greater Burlington Leadership. You are all working at companies that are on the with the Chamber of Commerce. Brandon, what are you working with?
I'm at Midwest One.
And Lene?
I'm at Carly Nelson.
And Autumn?
I'm with the Title I programs at Iowa Works.
Okay, so you all, and you're all you all are in the Greater Burlington Leadership. How did you end up deciding to do it? What was your decision making in that?
I had some past coworkers that have actually been in the class as well, and they've all had great things to say about it. Between the connections that they made and just getting to learn the city itself, they just always had great things to say.
Lene, what about you?
One of my big passions is volunteering and trying to find some new things to use our funds for. So I really wanted to learn what some of the needs are in the community, and this program's been very helpful with that.
Okay. And Autumn, how about you?
One of the main focuses of what I do as a youth career advisor over at Iowa Works is I focus on work-based learning, and so that means putting students in jobs that's going to help them find some kind of career success. And, of course, networking with other area professionals and business members has been really valuable for that, and that's actually led to hopefully a continued partnership with the area schools to provide work-based learning for the students. So I'm really excited to see where that goes.
Mom, how many people are in the, let's go to Lene, how many people are in the Greater Burlington Leadership class?
There's 19 of us.
Okay. And you come from all different firms and all different places. This is a program, we were just talking about it, that there has been a leadership type program. This one is just it simply has been upgraded to the point where you have a class project. One, it runs longer. You run for basically a school year, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. You have, now you've got a class project. It's called Smash for a Cause. Now, I'm not sure what this Smash is, but I do know that it's dealing with pickleball, which is the fastest growing sport in the world right now. How'd you come up with it? Who did you guys sit around and talk about what you were going to do? Who came up with this, Autumn?
So we had a big class meeting where we came up with a bunch of different things that were important to our community. And the thing that came out on top was unifying and creating a greater sense of community among Burlington, West Burlington. And one of the initiatives that we could take to further that is creating banners that represented local celebrities and icons and all the incredible offerings that we have around the Greater Burlington community, from restaurants to businesses to the 4th of July celebration over in West Burlington. And we wanted to showcase that to enrich the community and also enhance visitor experience as well, so when they come to Greater Burlington, they can see exactly what we've got to offer.
Brandon, you are a native of Burlington, so I guess, is there any difference between being a native of Burlington? Because you already know a lot of what the history of the city is.
Sure. Sure.
Does that put you in a better position, do you think, or does it just give you more background?
With our class members, I don't think so. I feel, even though I've been here my entire life, the ones that haven't, they've bought into the city itself. So I think the entirety of the class has something to bring to this.
But the community has changed dramatically since in the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Sure.
And Lene, how long have you been in Burlington now?
I've been here since 1997.
Okay, so you've been around quite a while, so you've seen the changes that have gone on in the city. Autumn, when did you come to Burlington?
I've been here for most of my 26 years, so
okay,
as long as I can remember,
okay.
I guess.
Never mind, we don't need to. You've all got a long history in the community, and again, deciding to join the Greater Burlington Leadership class. You've got 19 members in there, and I guess the pickleball tournament. When is the pickleball tournament going on? Let's go to Brandon.
Yep, April 26th, and that will be held at the Burlington YMCA.
Okay, and what do you need to do, and how does the fundraising work? Let's go to Autumn on this one.
So for all of our pickleballers out there, if you're thinking about playing, we've got divisions for novice individuals. So if you're not quite sure, there's non-competitive opportunities to participate, and then all the way up to your advanced players. So for everyone else I see out at the Y every morning playing pickleball, this is for you. And to get registered, you can visit our Facebook page. We've been posting the sign-up link and the QR code, so please visit that. There should be flyers up around town, especially at the YMCA as well. So you can contact them about getting registered for the tournament. And then as far as fundraising goes, a big part of what we do and where this is going to come from for the Banners Project is from sponsorship. So we've been lucky to have some incredible sponsors, like Carlos Captavila is one of our titanium sponsors, so thank you for that. And if you want to get in contact with us about sponsorship, you can message us on the Greater Burlington Leadership page. Email Brianna Akers at bakers@seciowa.edu. She's our sponsorship contact. Or just reach out to anyone that you know that might be in the Greater Burlington Leadership class, and they can point you in the right direction.
But the sponsorship is one of the key parts of the fundraising, right? So the dollars raised by the sponsors. Obviously, there is a fee. You're going to be charging a fee to participate in this,
yes.
And that is also, I'm going to guess, the other part of the fundraising. Is that right, Lene?
It is. So it's $30 per player to join the pickleball tournament.
How many are you hoping, Brandon, how many are you hoping to get to sign in?
I believe we're capping it at 30 players.
I think 30? It's 36. I think it's 12 per division, so novice, intermediate, and advanced, I think that's what it's called. So 36 players per division, and spots are filling up. So I would get on that as quickly as you can.
Have you got a goal for, and you're still seeking sponsors for the class.
Yes.
But have you got a goal of a fundraising dollar amount that you want to get?
$10,000, I think, is our big goal.
Okay.
So, and we're on our way.
Okay, $10,000. The class itself will run. When does the class end, Brandon? When does the class end?
So we have our last class, actual class, coming up this month. The entirety of the class will end on the day of the event, so April 26th.
But you've been doing this class now for some time, though, is that right?
Yeah, so our first class was back in the middle of September, and we've been just going since.
How often do you meet? Lene, how often do you guys meet?
We typically meet once a month for the full day, so we get to spend a full 8 hours with all of our classmates
okay.
once a month.
And I know lunch is provided.
Yes, that's an important part
of it. I mentioned that, but we also mentioned the fact is that you've seen many different businesses, how they operate, what they do, and the idea is to also, you make contacts, but you also learn how the businesses actually operate, how they mm-hmm. function, and what goes into it. Is there anything you've learned that has surprised you, Autumn?
Well, going back to that work-based learning piece that I talked about earlier, we had an education session a few months back and spoke with all the area superintendents, and that was really insightful to see the cool projects that are going on in our schools and the devotion to our students and kind of bettering their outcomes. And so from that, the light bulb kind of went off in my head, and I said, this is a way that I can use my professional connections and utilize this program to my advantage, and that's what it's all about, is making these connections.
The connections are the key, and also developing friendships. Have you guys all become friends within this class, Lene?
I would say, yeah. We get to take a trip up to Southeast Iowa Days in Des Moines. And when we did that, we got to spend the night in Des Moines, and that was a good time for us. And we got to actually spend some time not in class and get to know each other a little bit better. And that really helped our class come together.
All right. Brandon, you're working in finance. How did that, did you go to school for, did you get a degree in finance or business administration?
I don't. I started as a teller at another bank here in town and just kind of worked my way up with Midwest One as well.
Okay. All right. So it's you've had your own learning experiences. Is
Absolutely.
That what I would say? Anyway.
Yeah.
And again, the pickleball tournament is April 26th. If they want more information about any of the things that we're talking about, I'm going to guess greaterburlington.com. Would that be the best place?
The Greater Burlington Leadership Facebook page is kind of the hub for all the information about the event itself. And the partnership also shares our information as well. So you can visit the partnerships page, the leadership page, or contact one of us if you know a member of the leadership class.
Fantastic. 19 members, Greater Burlington Leadership, and we want to thank our special guest, Brandon North. Brandon, thank you. And to Lene Hillier and to Autumn Field. All, thank you very much, and have a great time and great success. Let's hope you hit your $10,000 goal, okay?
Let's hope so.